Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and catch your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Show where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, is a Tell Del's version of the show, and that's when we bring on members and or other people that have participated in this program that have something to say about it. The reason we have a Tell Del program is so that you, the listener, can get past the fact that just a person like myself is presenting to you the image of what Lifestyles is, what we do, who's in it, and so on and so forth. So this is your opportunity to be able to meet somebody different. Now, today is a different type of Tell Del individual. This is an ambassador. And so before I bring up the individual, bring him on, I need to explain to you what an ambassador is and why we have taken that route. Now, before I do that, I want to give you a telephone number in case you want to call in and ask him questions, because this gentleman is part of our national group. If you want to call in, our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Now, an ambassador. We started Lifestyles in Houston, Texas, and we grew there for many years, and then we expanded to Dallas, and then we expanded to Fort Worth, then we expanded to San Antonio, and then to Austin, then to Corpus Christi, Atlanta, Phoenix, so on, different places. And all of a sudden, what happened was is that we found that we had people who were members in all 50 states. And what people really wanted in each of these states was an opportunity to have that hands-on, personalized networking that we had in our local cities. And so we came to the conclusion that for us to be able to organize and keep that type of an activity going in other areas, we were going to need people in those states to pick up the ball and carry it. Which leads me to the next conversation that I have with you all out there, and that is this. For years, last 10, 15 years, people have asked me, well, why don't you just come to our city and open up an office in our city? And I said, because can't afford to. Very, very expensive to have offices. Very, very expensive to have mentors to help you. I mean, massively expensive. You would not even appreciate what it costs. Yet, we'd like to. So you say, well, how did you do it where you're at? I said, well, because we were able to start with people that didn't need to get paid and people that were willing to just be a part of what I was doing. I was doing it and other people were helping me and it grew. And so we grow into something called a co-op. And a co-op is where everybody benefits because you have a group. You have a group of people that can negotiate prices with vendors. You have a group of people that have some credibility with the brokers, go out there and get the deals, and you've got credibility behind you, et cetera, et cetera. You've got people to network with, to raise capital, to do deals with. You've got people that you can, you know, knock ideas off of back and forth and learn from. All of those things are important, but you can't just create one. They have to grow organically. So I've always talked about the chicken or the egg. Which ones come first, chicken or the egg? And so somebody has to start organically a group in every city. And we call these individuals ambassadors. They're people that have picked up the ball and ran with it and said, hey, we're going to get this area going and we're going to bring people in. So today we've got our ambassador from Denver, Colorado, Mr. Tyler Pittner. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Glad you can make it. Glad to have you on the team. Let's start with your personal journey so people can get to know you. Since you're an ambassador out there, people want to know who you are and all about you. Let's start way back to when you started thinking about looking into finances and real estate, because I know you started looking into the Robert Kiyosaki program a long time ago?
Yeah, correct.
So what got you started? What got you thinking about real estate?
Good question. So like a lot of other folks, I presume, 2008, 2009 was a tough point in time. I was in my mid-20s then, just, been out of college for a few years and was kind of starting my career. And, of course, you know, 2008 happened, and fortunately I was able to keep my job, but, you know, obviously saw the effect of our investments that we had so far, and kind of started researching and finding other avenues. And so, you know, of course, read the Rich Dad Poor Dad book that was, you know, a friend of mine had asked or told me to read. And so I read it, liked what I read, and started looking into it a little bit further. And through the years, kind of kept looking at it, and there was an opportunity for, you know, to attend the Rich Dad weekend little info session. And so I kind of made all those commitments and went down the road a little ways, but ultimately just didn't really like the program that they were offering. Didn't really fit our personality, what we wanted to do, and kind of moved on.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading your bio and your explanation of that, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but a bunch of Robert Kiyosaki's staff quit, and we picked up some of his staff in passing. But the reality was, I think Robert at some point sold his name, is what it basically came down to, sold the rights to call a program out there his program. So I don't think you're really taking a complete slap at Robert Kiyosaki to say that his program had some challenges. But I do think we need to alert people to the reality of what actually happens when you go into one of their things, because their marketing people literally quit and came to work for me because they thought that they were selling a bill of goods to people. And when they saw that we were actually signing people up and turning people down that weren't prepared to do what we do, that blew their mind, you know, because their thing was sell everybody as much as you could sell them, etc. Ours was to get people where they need to be. So why don't you, if you got a chance, you got a minute and a half, a quick explanation of the sales process they took you through and how you liked the first day of 3-day class and then what happened.
Yeah, so I mean, it was you know, the 3-day weekend was pretty intense. I mean, the first day was, you know, it was pretty good. It was dipping your toe into the framework and the process, but by, you know, by Sunday it was full on you know, high pressure sales tactics to try to close you. And honestly, it was a big turnoff. And so, you know, my wife and I were both feeling pretty pressured, and you know, obviously to buy their premier type program. And we just honestly just didn't have the money and felt like we were kind of being pushed to do something we didn't really want to do.
Well, a couple of things that I would bring up on this is that, number one, I was told, and you can verify this if they did it at your class or not, that the basic process, and I'm told this by his ex-employees, basic process many times was to try to get people to sign up for new credit cards so they had new credit card space to be able to buy these expensive programs with. Did they do any of that in your class?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was a little over 8 years ago. It's a little fuzzy, but yeah, a big part of that was extending your credit on your current cards as much as you could and signing up for new ones and then using, you know, obviously using all that available credit to purchase, you know, whether it's mobile homes or title, deeds, tax liens, stuff like that to get started.
Yeah, that's one of the other things you just reminded me that they said is that what they would do, they'd get you in the room and they'd have 10 different kinds of seminar or 10 different types of product. Each was a different company that would come in and try to bang you up for their product. So you might walk out of it with 3 or 4 or 5 different products. Where with our membership, you buy one membership, you get everything that's underneath of it in that membership. And it seemed like they had different people. Were you aware that it was different companies trying to sell you different products?
No, not at the time. I mean, it was pretty much all given by, at least in our perception, from one company. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last one I thought was interesting in your bio you brought up, you said they made you feel small, I don't know the word, ignorant, something, if you didn't upgrade. Explain that, what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, so throughout the whole process, I mean, you know, it was you had your book and you were, you know, told to write down certain things about, you know, making commitments and honoring those commitments, stuff like that. And so, you know, by the end of the seminar, you've got this list of things that you've committed to doing. And then, you know, they throw the price tag up there and it's, you know, it's a lot of money and it's a little bit of a shock. And so, you know, of course they're trying to close you, but at the same time, they're kind of making you feel like this is the way to go. And you obviously are not, you're kind of an idiot if you don't see that and don't sign up with us. And
well,
you know,
I'm going to make you feel like this is the end of the segment because we got to go. We'll be right back Tyler and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Here with me today on Tell Del is Tyler Pittner, which is our Denver, Colorado ambassador. Tyler, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Del.
As we went to break, we were discussing why you didn't feel that the Robert Gates Hockey Program was a good fit for you and the family. So let's talk about now, after you passed that one by and moved on, how did you hear about Lifestyles?
Yeah, so we were driving back from the seminar over the weekend, and, you know, like I said, felt very kind of depressed, and but really still did believe in the underlying fundamentals of real estate investing, just didn't particularly like their approach. And so went back home, thought about it a little bit more, and, you know, just started doing some internet research on real estate investment groups. We were living in Corpus Christi at the time, and Lifestyles popped up, looked into a little bit, and lo and behold, they were having another information seminar up in the San Antonio office. And so decided to give it another try and attended the initial free workshop.
And what was your feeling at that workshop? I mean, you just, it's kind of like you're coming from some disappointment. You've had to have some skepticism now built in at that point, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife certainly more so than I did, but, you know, because I kind of believed that, there was multiple options out there, I wanted to give another chance. The workshop was a lot different. It was less intense, of course. It was just kind of, here's our philosophy. Here's the way we go about it. Here's some of the details. And if you want to learn more, you can sign up and come back for the 2-day.
So did you guys sign up?
We did. I signed up. I said, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this again. We're going to sign up for the 2-day, which was about a month later up there in San Antonio again. And I must have had some pretty good sales tactics to get my wife to attend another one again, because she came up with me and decided to try it again. So we attended the 2-day about a month later up there in San Antonio.
So I'd love to have been a fly on that wall. I've always loved those stories, those outside stories of families, because I just see the tension in husbands and wives trying to figure things out for themselves, for their lifelong goals, and having different people, believe different things. But so what was the feeling when you came to the 2-day this time?
Yeah, so obviously, we were here again coming in with some skepticism, but certainly trying to keep an open mind. And my wife, to her credit, was willing to learn begrudgingly, but she tagged along. And the first day, we obviously, was all single family stuff and learned a lot, had a great experience. Of course, no high pressure sales tactics. I think all the, if I remember right, all the information was put up there. So we had it in front of us. We didn't have to wait until the end to learn, what the program was ultimately going to cost and what we were going to get out of it.
Okay, so let's talk aha moments. I always like to catch people's aha moments. You'd already gone through the Robert stuff, so you got some base understanding. Was there anything the first day that either you or your wife just went, wow, that's new piece of information we didn't have?
Yeah, I want to say, we learned a lot about, just real estate in general, of how it works, the fundamentals of the finances, the tax benefits. But in Lifestyles particularly, I think the aha moment for us was, it was membership-based, and you're not just getting a bunch of books or CDs to learn stuff on your own. And so for us, the big kicker was, really the membership component, the networking opportunities, the education, and then obviously the, for us, it was the opportunity to be kicked out was huge, right? Because there we knew that you were building a community of like-minded individuals, and if you didn't kind of toe the line, so to speak, you could potentially have your membership revoked. And so we liked all those aspects.
That's interesting. that's called a negative sales pitch. I don't know how it works well or not, but the bottom line is what you're basically saying is that we have some rules that you can't take advantage of other people and injure other people. And if you injure other people, then you got to go. So, yep. You know, that's basically what you're saying. I also would like to know, did you get an opportunity to go to lunch that first day or second day and what you thought about the people that you were meeting there?
Yeah, we did. I'm trying to remember. I think, we went to lunch with a couple other members, and, of course, we're just kind of sharing experiences and opinions, and we're all kind of in the same, if I remember right, we're all really in the same boat, you know, just really trying to figure things out and trying to understand, you know, mechanically how real estate worked and if lifestyles could be the road to help us get to where we needed to go. So a lot of the same types of people kind of looking for the same solution.
Okay. Now let's go to the second day, because you ended up taking advantage of what was taught on the second day. Were there any light bulbs for you the second day that you hadn't picked up?
Yeah, certainly. So the second day, of course, is all about, you know, multifamily, which we didn't get into during the Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad session too much. So that was all primarily new information. And I think the big thing that we picked out of that one was the difference between multifamily versus single family, and really the possibilities that multifamily offered over single family, how they're structured differently, how they're valued differently, how they're run differently. And so the second day was definitely much more interesting and really kind of helped drive us towards making the decision to enroll.
Okay. How was the wife by now? This is, you know, the second day is a lot of information. Was she starting to pick up on it yet?
Yeah, I think, obviously she had a lot of information overload, as did I, but, you know, she's an accountant, and so she kind of understands numbers, and she's very detailed, but she could certainly start to see, you know, I could see the light bulb come on, and she could start to see that this could be a viable option, and, you know, she really understood the financial part.
Yeah, how about the tax consequences? Did she get how much, how big the tax advantages were?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, she's not a tax accountant, but she understands taxes enough to where she understands the benefits.
I'm going to get you to a point here, and I don't have a lot of time. Let's see what we got here. We only have less than a minute left, so I'm going to leave this point. We come back on the other side. If anybody wants to call in, our number here is 866-582-9933, and Tyler is out of Denver, Colorado, so, you know, he's got the Central America part of the country covered. I guess Colorado's kind of a place in and of itself. But when we come back, Tyler, I want to talk about concept of open and honest disclosure of personal information. Because as an ambassador, you're now running up against that from our side. And knowing that if you don't know what somebody else has and does, you can't really decide if you trust them on the buyer side, and on the seller side, help the other person if you don't know what they really have. So we'll talk about open disclosure when we come back. We'll be right back with Tyler Pittenger and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is our Denver, Colorado ambassador, Tyler Pittenger, I believe. How do you pronounce that? Is it Pittenger?
Yeah, Pittenger. Yep.
Okay. And Tyler's with us here sharing his experiences getting into the program. And you came out of the two-day, and let's talk about what you and the wife put together as a plan. What did you came out, you now had all this base knowledge. What did you guys decide you're going to do?
Yeah. So at the time, I mean, I was, you know, working in the oil field, and we moved around typically every 2 to 3 years. And so we were kind of posed with the challenge of, you know, do we do our own investments, or do we try the passive route? And honestly, that was another reason why we liked the lifestyles model, was it offered opportunities to still put your money to work and not be the necessarily the managing person. And so we kind of looked at our finances, said, look, we've got you know, $100,000, we can put to work. We can try to buy our own single-family homes, or we can put it to work in multifamily and continue our careers. And so we chose the latter, honestly.
Well, it worked pretty well. You have about 1,300-plus units right now, and we've got Texas, Arizona, Kansas. You spread them out, so it looks like you've got quite a bit of success with that. Let's talk about your plan out of the blocks as to how to pick your first property. Were you putting more weight on the lead investor or more weight on the deal itself? What do you think?
Yeah, on the first properties, of course, you know, we being very new to the whole concept, we met a couple of lead investors, sponsors, and that we liked, and you know, got to interview them, got to know them a little bit, and it just so happened that timing worked that they were putting their deals together. One of those was in Austin, one was in San Antonio, and right about the same amount of time. And so we decided, look, we like both of these people. Let's split our investment both ways. Both of the deals looked good, and from not only a cash on cash return, but ultimately value type. Long-term value.
Okay, so you got into two deals fairly quickly, April and July of the same year you joined. You joined in January. By April, you had your first deal. By July, you had your second deal, heavily invested. Let's talk about, I think, which one was it? One of them here, deal number one, it looks like. 2015 sold, and you had a 205% return. Tell us about how that deal worked from the beginning, and did you get any distributions at all, or was that just a yield or a value play? What went on?
Yeah, sure. So actually both of them were sold about the same amount of time. So we purchased them both in 2012, and they both sold about the same amount of time, and both actually yielded similar returns. So the one in San Antonio was more of a value type, so we didn't, it was I wouldn't say a deep value, but it definitely had some issues, and so we knew we weren't expecting any distributions on that one in the first year, and we didn't. The one in Austin was more of a straight up yield, and so if I remember right, I think we were, we got distributions on that one after the first quarter.
And 205% return is a pretty good return. So I don't, you don't have down here what you got on the other one, but you said similar. So now you've cashed out, you got all that money. What did you do with the money after you cashed it out of those deals?
So just so happened that one of the leads that one of the managing partners that was selling his property was also looking for his next one. And so we, fortunately both properties sold in the same amount of time. So we took the proceeds from those and rolled them up into the next one.
So you put in 100 grand, and if you had a 200% return, you had to end up with at least 200 grand, or was that 200% above the 100 and you came up with 300? Give me the numbers. How do I read the 200% return?
Got it. Yep. So overall it was, we put in 100, we got out a little over 200 in the next 3 years, and so during that time we'd also saved some up, and so we put in about 250 into that next deal.
Okay, great.
Yep.
And I see you now have like 1,300-plus units. How many different properties are you in now?
It's about 11.
Woo!
Yep.
Now, you didn't put any of that in here. So you're going to have to take us on a little journey here. How did you get up to 11 deals from one?
Yeah, so really, that was 2015. So between 2015 and 2020, we were both continued to work, both continued to save our money and watch our real estate investments. During that time, of course, we met some more people. We networked, met some more leads who were putting some deals together. And, every little bit of cash we could come up with, whether it was from distributions from investments or cash we'd saved, we put into more deals. So by 2016, we invested in another one. In 2017, we invested in two more. And then actually in 2019, we have one property, that 2015 property, it sold. So we took those proceeds and rolled that into another one, and then got online with about three other lead investors that were putting four deals together. So in 5 years, we managed to grow from one to about 10. And then, in fact, actually, we just closed on one this week, I think. So that'll be 11 or 12.
So I want you to try to do some inaccurate rounded number type of math for me, because you can't give me the exact numbers because none of the deals are sold. But if you've got 1,316 units, you have to have net equity of more than 100 grand in there. Can you give me what kind of net equity you've got in all that?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, that's probably close to, probably about 850,000 now, I would say.
So you started out in 212 with 100 grand, and now 8 years later, you've got 800 grand.
Correct. Minimum.
Now, that's some heavy-duty math there, Tyler. You take 100 grand, and you literally had to make 100 grand a year with it to get to 800 grand. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Sure. Wow. So obviously you got to be happy with that. I'm just going to make that assumption right out of the blocks. It gives you something to like. I'm going to take you down another path now, because this doesn't seem to be something as important to you, but it's almost the most important thing I hear out of almost everybody else. And being that you're an ambassador, it's kind of interesting that it doesn't come screaming out. And that is, most people tell me that they are totally amazed at how open and forthwith everybody is about their personal situations, it lifestyles, and how much they're willing to share their knowledge. In other words, not hoard their secrets, but to share them with everybody else. How do you see this?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, right? Because money is one of those things that's taboo in our society, right? Nobody wants to talk about it. But, you know, we feel that it's important because a lot of people are going through the same journey and they want to understand, you know, real numbers and where you're coming from. And so, like, for all of our members here in Colorado, I mean, a lot of them are in similar places that we were, and, you know, some of them are actually doing better than us. So, like, we're pretty open and honest, and we just want to try to help each other as best we can.
Now, when did you move to Denver?
Yep, 2013.
Oh, wow. So right away.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was a tough decision because, like I said, we were, you know, I was working in the oil field, and, you know, we had a tough decision. It was either, you know, move to Denver and continue our career, or we try to make it work here in Texas and do our real estate thing. And honestly, it was, you know, moving away from the lifestyle of family there in Texas, which was a pretty tough decision. But we knew ultimately that we could, you know, stay engaged with the people that we met and continue to learn with the, you know, the material online.
Okay. So then that leads me into what we're going to go into in the next segment. We can just break it open right here real quick with just about a minute and a half left, and that is, who started the Denver program up there?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I guess, you know, the entire time we were up there, or we've been here since really up until 2018, I mean, we kind of thought we were the only Lifestyles members. But once I signed up for the ambassador program, you know, I realized that there were a few other members, and so I'm not sure who the first person was, but I certainly thought I was for quite some time.
So now we get to come back and talk about how many people there are now and really what those people are doing and what you've had plans for that group since you're the ambassador for that area. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Tyler Pittenger and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is the Denver, Colorado Ambassador, Tyler Pittenger. And we're talking today about his journey. Now we're going to go into talking about his group up there in Colorado. Tell us a little bit about your group up there. How long you guys been hanging out together? How many people you think you got hanging out together, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, you know, we've grown our membership here to, I think we probably have somewhere between 40 and 45 total members, and I would say the bulk of them probably signed up about a year ago last summer. And they're all varying, you know, varying levels in their life and their careers and their finances. But I would say predominantly most of them are, you know, passive type investors looking to deploy their capital in syndicated multifamily deals across the country.
So what kind of things do you guys do? Do you have any events for them up there or meetings or anything? I know every ambassador actually has their own plan and is helped out by the main office or the main group. What have you been putting together for them over there?
Right. Yeah. So up until, I would say, mid-March, we were trying to, you know, get together on a monthly basis in person, and we would go to, you know, restaurants or bars or whatever else and, you know, just kind of catch up and chat about, you know, different real estate deals that folks are into or evaluating and sharing experiences, sharing knowledge. Of course, the, you know, the whole COVID-19 deal has put made that a little more challenging. So we've had to pivot and adapt. And so a lot of our meetings, in fact, all of our meetings are virtual right now. So over the last 4 months, we've been doing monthly virtual meetups and people dial in and we get to chat. And we've been roping in, you know, folks from Texas and Washington, California, just to share ideas and talk about what people are up to and what they're investing in.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things. They say there's always, you know, when one door closes, another door opens. And this whole virtual situation we've had to go to here at Lifestyles really has brought up one big important point, is that people from all over the country want to go to each ambassador's event. So now we've got these meetups online, and so we're getting people from everywhere mixing together. Now, by the way, we used to have that where if an ambassador had a big event coming up, you'd see the leads fly in from all over the country so they could meet everybody in an open event. But and now that we got that online stuff, it's gotten a lot easier for everybody. What is your goal for your group as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, we'd obviously like to continue to grow the base, to grow the membership as best we can. I think, you know, a lot of our folks are, like I said, they're passive investors. I think a personal goal of mine is to at least try to find somebody to, you know, do some deals and maybe lead some deals here in Colorado, whether it's, you know, somebody in our existing base or, you know, somebody from outside. Somebody new. That's kind of one thing we don't currently have yet. But we understand that the Colorado market, the Denver market in particular, is pretty hot, and a lot of people are moving here, and real estate prices are continuing to grow. So we're just trying to find that one person to come in the look and start buying some real estate here.
Yeah, it always takes that first one, doesn't it?
Yep.
I remember in California, we thought we'd never buy anything in California ever. Then one guy just did it. He found a great little deal. I think it was a little 27 unit apartment. Bought that thing in the middle of California, and then all of a sudden there was two of them and three of them. And you know, it just takes one. It's like the running the mile. The first guy could ever run. Roger Bannister, I think, ran it under 4 minutes. No one could do it for 100 years, and then he did it. And then 17 people did it the next year. So it's You know, it's that way. What's your personal goal? What do you see yourself and your family doing?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, my wife and I are both continuing to work. We're working professionals, and so, you know, we're using that obviously to further ourselves, further our careers, and make ends meet. Of course, the real estate investments are really our ultimate strategy to put us in a financial position where we have more options in the future. And so, of course, all of our capital is deployed right now. Pretty much into other investments. And so, you know, we need to wait until some of those start to turn. And then hopefully at that point, we'll have, you know, the ability to make a decision on, you know, whether we continue to invest passively and just live the life we want or actually do an IRO deal. And I know that's kind of backwards in some regards, right? To be an independent rental operator, but
no, actually, it's actually not backwards, to be honest with you. A lot of people start out as passives because they have a job and they need to do it that way. And then when they see how easy it is, they're like, that guy did a great job, but I think I could do that too. And then they decide to go out and do it themselves. It is kind of a good way or a nice way to get to visualize it all by being a part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think, we could definitely see ourselves being an IRO for, you know, a small complex somewhere in the near future. But like I said, we need some of these other deals to turn so we can get some cash.
Yeah. Well, I'm about ready to get back in stuff. I got tax return right now coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so that liquefies a lot of cash. When you come back, you get your tax return, you get some money back. It's time to do it again, especially since the more you own, the more tax return you get. Great. So how about the wife? Is she... obviously, she's not a pessimist anymore, huh?
She's a believer 100%. She's not nearly as active as I am, but anytime we got a deal or an opportunity, we review it together and we make a decision. But she knows, you know, understands the thought process and the philosophy and how it works financially. So, yeah, she's 100% on board.
You got only like 20 seconds left. Family or friends? Anybody close you've gotten in it so far?
Well, I got one good friend that I'm really trying to work on to get in. He's of similar mindset, and he's almost there. But, yeah, we're still working on him.
All right, Tyler. Well, I appreciate you doing what you're doing as an ambassador. That's very important. Like I said, chicken or the egg, it takes you to start it all, and I'll come in and finish it. And also, thank you for being a member. And the rest of you out there, remember this. Tyler, myself, the rest of us, all of us, we're not doing this for a little more money. We're doing this for a quality lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.